Laying down nice deep breaths in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. As we move into the throat chakra, we move from the realm of air of the heart into the realm of vibration. So just start to notice how that breath feels in your throat. As you start to connect, you start to set an intention for the throat chakra. And we're breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. And the throat chakra is all about your expression. So it's about your creative expression, taking those creative gifts from the sacral chakra and being able to put them out into the world. It is also about speaking your truth. So the throat chakra is that window between your inner world and the outer world. So clear communication. It's expressing with the compassion of the heart and the thoughtfulness of the mind. So what would you like your intention to be for throat chakra today? So maybe it's even just around releasing your voice, being able to sing or speak clearly or communicate emotions that might be difficult to put into words. Maybe it's the launching of a creative project. So just drop in and see what resonates as you connect to your throat chakra. As you're tuning in, you're listening to your intention. You're listening to the sounds that are around you. You're listening inward. You're feeling the body and the sound of your breath. Maybe you can soften your jaw, relax tension in your neck, or relax your tongue. You're listening to and feeling this whole moment as we start to prepare with the breath. We're in the color blue. You can visualize a clear, beautiful blue light in your throat, like a searchlight clearing your paths of communication. So you're tuning in to the themes of communication, expression, interaction with others. So again, we move from the heart into unconditional love, into truthful communication and true intimacy. I'm going to start with the breath through the mouth. All through the mouth, two breaths in, one breath out, breathing into that color blue. Good, keep breathing. You're breathing in to sound and communication. We move from the realm of air into the realm of vibration, sound, communication, and creativity. And as you're breathing, you're purifying your throat chakra. This is the most delicate center of the human energy system, and this chakra is considered the seat of purification, and it harmonizes diversity. So we're breaking free from gravity here. We're breaking free from the way things have always been and from structure and restriction of manifested form from the lower chakras. And we begin to create our own reality. Good. Keep breathing. Two breaths in. One breath out, all through the mouth, breathing into that beautiful vibrational resonance of truth. And the chakras, essential for the ability to speak your truth with loving compassion, self-expression, and creativity. This is a great chakra to make sound on the exhale. So, I encourage you to really play with sound in this chakra. So make really annoying sounds, make really sexy sounds, make funny sounds, and just see where that restriction lies. Where do you feel stopped? What feels easy to you? Keep breathing, keep playing, get creative in your breath, in your expression. Keep going, nice strong breaths. 2 breaths in, 1 breath out. Keep breathing. The chakra loves vibration and sound. It's where we begin to vibrate who we are into expression with our own voices. So again, I really encourage you to make some sound in this chakra. Breathing into the color blue. So we are letting go, exhaling all the things that take away from the power of our word. And that is lies. We're letting go of lies. We're letting go of gossip. We're letting go of negative talk about ourselves and about others. Good. Keep breathing. 2 breaths in. 1 breath out. Keep letting go of the lies we tell ourselves, the lies we tell others, and breathing into truth, the vibration of truth, the truth of who you are. And there is so much power in sharing who we are with the world. There's so much power in speaking, whether it's about our fears or our desires or just owning our opinions and beliefs. And when we speak, we take things from inner monologue to outer dialogue, which pulls us out of our head. We're able to recognize and step out of fear. Good. Keep breathing. 2 breaths in. 1 breath out. Keep breathing into your truth. The action for the chakras. I speak. It's the mantra, the action. So you're breathing into speaking your truth and asking for what you need. 2 breaths in, 1 breath out, all through the mouth. You're breathing into your listening. It's letting go of the filters of listening that we've created. So the way we hear things, the way we interpret things based on our filter. And a lot of times that can be negative, right? We want to release that. We want to be open to the present moment, open to hearing what is actually there. So if you grew up as a child where you constantly were criticized, you might find that you're always interpreting, misinterpreting things that people tell you as critical, even when they're not meant to be. So really paying attention to how you listen is so important. And listening also creates deeper connection. 2 breaths in, 1 breath out.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
And a big part of throat chakra is also being comfortable and allowing yourself to sit in silence. It's the space between the words where we receive so much information. Letting go of inner lies
within the of silence.
In restless dreams, I walked alone. Two breaths in, one breath out. We're breathing into the power of our word. And it can be argued that words are one of the most powerful forces available to humanity. And we can use these words constructively with words of encouragement, or destructively with words of despair. All words have energy and power, and they all have the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble. Keep breathing into your word. Do you use your word as a bullet or a seed? We can create or destroy worlds with our words. Keep breathing, two breaths in, one breath out. And as we all know, I'm sure we've all had times where we've been in a fight and we say something, and you can apologize and take it back, but that vibration is already out there. That has already been felt. Those words are all vibration and sound. Keep breathing, two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth. Words consist of vibration and sound, as I said, in all the ancient languages, Hebrew, Sanskrit, Tibetan, they were all based on soundings, on sound vibrations. They're not made up of words, but instead sounds of a particular vibration, which are directly related to the energy, the vibration of the mood, objects, or actions they describe. With the word Om, we can all do an Om together. One, two, three, Om. Feeling that vibration of Om. Everything is vibrational, and words are the creator. The creator of our universe, the creator of our lives, the creator of our reality. Without words, a thought can never become a reality. Keep breathing. Everything begins with a word. If you think about the word spelling, you're literally creating spells with every word. That word is derived from the knowledge that words cast spells. So being meticulous with your word is really the gateway to higher levels of integrity. Keep breathing. Higher levels of truth. Higher levels in your ability to create. So the stronger your word, the easier it is to manifest by literally speaking things into existence. So this is why we want to let go of lies, let go of gossip, because those weaken the power of our word. And it's noticing all the areas of your life. Where do you not show up as your word? And when we start to notice all the small promises we make or things we say we'll do and we don't show up in it, that we begin to weaken our word. We begin to weaken that power to speak things into existence. Whether you believe in any religions or not, they all speak to the power of the word. So the Bible, for instance, in it says, God said, let there be light, and there was. So merely by speaking, you can speak it into existence. Everything begins with a word. Two breaths in, one breath out. Being meticulous with your word is the gateway to higher levels of integrity, to higher levels of truth, and higher levels in the power of creating. Keep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out. And integrity has to do with really honoring your word as yourself. So as an extension of yourself, your thoughts about yourself, following through, like really being your word. And as we cultivate this power, we can begin to manifest bigger and faster. We create more powerful spells. Keep breathing. Two breaths in. One breath out. Good, nice strong breaths. And as we begin to really express ourselves and really clean up our word, we begin to speak honestly and speaking our truth. You know, a lot of people think speaking the truth is just kind of vomiting out whatever's there, but actually speaking the truth in balance in the throat chakra means we take that compassion and love from the heart and we combine it with the thoughtfulness and mindfulness of the mind, and they meet together in the throat chakra. Keep breathing. Two breaths in. One breath out. Letting go of all that weakens the throat chakra. And you're speeding up the breath. And on the count of three, if it feels comfortable, we're all going to yell together and really release. One, two, three, let it go. Good. Coming back to the breath. We've sped up the breath here. I want you to keep up with the music. Keeping up, nice, quick breaths. All through the mouth. Keep it going. Two breaths in, one breath out. In the chakra, we're also breathing into our creativity. So it's in our second chakra that we open and we receive the creativity. But creativity in the throat chakra is actually a consciously willed process. We have to make it happen. We're literally making our world at each and every moment through our actions, our expression, our communication. And to fully, fully live our truth is to live life like it's a creative act. So creativity starts in the second, and then it combines with our will in the third, and then up through the heart as we expand towards conscious expression in the throat chakra. And the throat chakra moves us forward into the future. Keep breathing all through the mouth. Keep going, two breaths in, one breath out. Express the creativity of your word right now. Keep playing with the sounds. Keep breathing, keep going. I encourage you to really sound it out. We're almost there, guys. We have one more song after this. Keep breathing all through the mouth. Breathing that blue vibrational energy. Clearing the throat, clearing the ears, the nose. Keep going, keep breathing. Keep going, and we move right now into our final breathing song. Let's give it our all. We're speeding up the breath, we're committing to this, and we're gonna finish strong with lots of sound. So I want you to turn up the volume. I want you to exhale with sound and really feel that vibration in the throat for this last song. Keep breathing. Two breaths in, one breath out. What is your song? Keep going. Nice, strong, blue, beautiful breaths. through the throat, feeling the vibration moving through the entire body at this point. We move closer and closer to the realm of spirit. We're creating more and more intimacy by the use of our word. Keep breathing. Two breaths in. One breath out. We are sharing our inner selves with the outer world as we manifest our creative desires and aspirations. Vibrating who we are into the world. And this chakra can be scary because once we've made a choice and committed through words, we will see consequences. It's out there and there's so much power in speaking. Keep breathing. Keep going. Last song. This is why in many religions they have the sacrament of confession. That act of confessing, of speaking our truth, speaking the truth, represents our acknowledgement of the fact that our active will, what we do, think, or say, has direct consequences on ourselves and others. Keep breathing. You're clearing your throat, your thyroid, your mouth, your teeth, your neck. We're opening our voices to speak our truth, free our creativity, expand and unite with others, and recreate our world consciously. Don't give up. We are almost there. We're getting so close. So close. Speaking your truth, active listening, hearing, being able to ask for what you need. Keep breathing, being able to say no. Few more breaths. You guys are doing great. Keep going. Keep breathing. Two breaths in. One breath out. Final clearing of throat, making sound. Letting go. Letting go. Keep breathing. Keep going. Few more breaths here. And letting go of the breath. With a sigh, let it go. And bringing the breath in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Or even hum. Humming, activating that vibration to further clear. Humming. Visualizing that beautiful blue light vibrating in the throat. Vibrational energy I'm sending into your throat chakra, feeling all that vibration throughout the entire body. Together, we'll take three sounds of Om. And deep breath in. And again. Deep breath in. Starting to wiggle your fingers and toes, turning on to your side in fetal position, and saying out loud to yourself, I love you. Feeling the vibration of those words moving through the body. And when you're ready, you can slowly make your way to journaling. We're going to take 5 minutes to journal. But of course, if you need a little more nurturing and nourishing, you are welcome to stay in fetal position for the next 5 minutes.